All-star interviews.
You'll never guess what happened to me today.
Live infield footage breakdowns. Your weekly day game motivation recharge.
Every girl will come into my flat with me. Having sex on your couch, I feel, has a lot less kind of
negative connotation. Love your confidence.
Listen up. The Day Game Podcast with Yad, Tom Torero, John Matrix and Mini.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, do it. All right.
Well, there's two channels that might come up on the left.
Oops.
Bro.
Go. What podcast number is it?
85.
85, bloody hell. Alright. Alright, guys, welcome to podcast. What was it?
85.
Alright, guys, welcome to podcast. Wait, hang on. Alright, guys, welcome to podcast number 85. I think my name's
who's that voice
yeah.
Is
I've heard that for a long time.
This is Andy motherfucking Yosha Moore person.
Moore,
not
Yosha anymore.
Yeah, he's dead. Andy Moore. And I'm doing a podcast. I don't know what's going on. It's been a while.
Jesus, where you been, mate?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm Andy. Hello. And I'm with a few other people with me.
What's it?
Cheers, guys. Nice.
you have to introduce him.
Great. Yeah. This is your opportunity to go around and, like, who are you?
Introduce ourselves.
Okay.
Someone take the initiative.
Okay. This is John Matrix, as usual.
Dave Digler.
All right. Martin.
And Mark.
These two have no surnames.
No.
All right. Nice one. So, I'm doing a podcast. It's been a while, isn't it? It's been...
How long?
I don't know. I've been away.
At least
I've been
the,
where have you been,
what
trawling been through the underbelly of the company. You know, fighting demons, killing dragons.
Scenes.
Yeah, just trying to, you know, make this thing work.
Well, you were out in America with Yad for a few months, weren't you?
Yeah. Aside from that, I've been did a US tour with Yad. Before that, I was living in Bucharest in Romania for 6 months. Dancing tango. Dancing with beautiful
Still keeping
girls.
It up.
Yeah, well, not recently, but that was good.
I heard Toronto was good again. Last year was banging, and this year just as good.
Yeah,
heard a lot of good stuff about Toronto, man.
Yeah, I love Toronto.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I heard Yad killed it, you know.
Yeah, did very well. Yeah. I mean, Toronto is one of these. Like, I reckon in the whole of America and Canada. Like, obviously, New York's good, but
obviously.
Toronto's just wicked. Vancouver's awesome
Vancouver,
as well.
Man,
is Toronto cold?
Weather close to New York.
Not in the summer. Yeah, it's fine.
Same as New York.
It's kind of like London. I mean, in the summer, it's all right, you know. But anyway, what are we talking about this podcast? What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, we've got to talk about the day game bootcamp.
Yeah.
I had a weird dream last night, actually. I woke up, right, in a cold sweat. In a cold puddle. Yeah. With my hand.
Don't
tell
that
in
the podcast.
I woke up, right, and there was this, like, mysterious ghost woman hovering above my bed. And do you know what she told me? She told me that if you want to smash your day game and really take it far, then you should attend the daygame.com bootcamp. I don't know what she was telling me. Like, I was like,
advice.
I know. I was like, I know this, but she was telling me.
You were a lap dance, man.
And, well, that's something else she did, yeah. But she said, if you want to attend the daygame.com bootcamp, you speak to John. And I was like, all right, that sounds mysterious.
It's quite an unorthodox marketing method, isn't it?
And then John's what did she tell you, John?
She told me to check the schedule. So if you go to daygame.com/live-events.
She was a weird ghost.
Yeah.
She was
very, very specific.
I know. Yeah.
Things. I don't know how she knew them.
I know.
So we're doing boot camps in London as usual, and we've got a bunch coming up in Europe and also in New York. I think we've got one.
I'm going to New York.
Yeah, we've got one coming up in Amsterdam. Andy and Mark are going to New York. So if you're thinking about it, don't hesitate. Just check the page and then get in touch with our boot camp manager, Brian. You can email him at Brian.
Well, the best thing is actually to click. There's a form you can fill in.
Oh, is
so,
it?
Yeah,
okay.
Go to live events, click on the date
she
you want.
She didn't tell me about the form.
Wow, freaking stupid. Yeah. What a stupid ghost.
Yeah. Or Skype. It's daygame.com. You can get through to Brian there.
Or there's like this application form. You click on the date you like or whatever, and you just fill out the form.
And when you go on that, you'll get a free copy of Day Against the Machine.
Well, if you sign up to the bootcamp.
If you sign up to the bootcamp.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Well, it's funny you say that, actually, because when I woke up this morning, right, Dave was sleepwalking naked. Right.
I wasn't sleepwalking.
Yeah. and he'd written something over his chest in feces. What was it, Dave? What was that thing you'd written on your chest? It was about Day Against the Machine or something.
What?
you're shit at this.
You're sleeping.
I saw it. It said it was written in dried feces. It said, Day Against the Machine is a very concise, what's the
concise
version of the blueprint.
Yeah.
Just 2 hours long. Why did I write it? What horrible.
I don't know, it's what you do.
You're messed up, mate.
if you can't attend the boot camp and you still want to go out day gaming, then it's available as a standalone product at very reasonable $47.
Go to the products page on daygame.com. I'm surprised you had enough room. You fitted all that in, Dave.
In between all the tattoos. Yeah.
So well done for that. I think that's the weirdest thing that's happened.
Speaking of you guys going to New York, Mark's going out there to do some teaching now. Because Mark, you've been with daygame since the beginning. And you've never really gone.
You've been like a hermit.
I've always been hovering about, but yeah, I did some teaching back in the day, in the early days, but I've been kind of under the radar for the time being. So,
Gator.
You know, this is. I look forward to getting back. Yeah, it's properly yay. Like nothing was happening.
Just blowing dudes hermit. Behind the scenes.
So yeah, my sexual orientation changed for a while, but now it's kind of, you know, now it's back in the right place. So,
this is cool. How'd you feel about getting on the boot camps?
Yeah, titillated. It's exciting. We did one in Germany recently. That was nice.
You love your German
first
girls,
one for a while. Oh yeah. Yeah, the blondes, the beautiful buxom German blondes. That was very nice.
What are the trousers?
Lederhosen.
That's for guys. For girls, it's something different, isn't it? It's like what they wear at Oktoberfest.
Yeah, Mittman went to some bar and he said the birds are now, didn't even wear tops, man. They were topless but with like braces.
Really?
Kind of covering the nipples.
I don't know if
that's drink out of the taps.
A normal thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if this
normal.
Was like a regular Oktoberfest bar or if this was like a red light area. Yeah.
Is that dirty Oktoberfest? Dirty version.
There should be an alternative, which is just like dirty, naked German girls everywhere. That'd be amazing.
It's a bit like, so like in Japan. Is it Japan where you eat off a naked woman?
Yeah. Does that happen?
Yeah,
but they all
sushi off a body.
Yeah, but so you could drink.
That's literally objectifying her as a table, isn't it?
I've never done it. I've seen it.
There's some weird stuff.
Let's not say you wouldn't do it, Mark.
Well, if I'm hungry, then if that's all I've got to eat off, then I wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
New York, I've always wanted to go. I've heard it's really great for day game as well. Like everyone's really open there and friendly.
There's like hot spots, there's little pockets of areas because New York's so big. Apparently there's like certain areas. You've been in New York.
I wasn't blown away by New York, funnily enough. I thought it was okay.
It's good blown to practice because it's busy, it's crazy, it's like London, but if I'm honest, I prefer Toronto. I don't know.
It's only like 6 hours away, is it? You get a greyhound there.
Yeah.
From
I don't know. I like Canadian girls. I don't know what it is.
Dude, they're just friendly, man. Like, I cannot big up Vancouver.
But they're just
anymore,
they're cool. You know, like I met some really cool ones. Toronto. You've got like this, like the streets are kind of busy but not too busy, and
apparently it's a bit more corporate. Like the difference between like Vancouver and Toronto is that. Vancouver's a bit more chilled, like everyone's got like tattoos and there's skaters and do you know what I mean? It's like the, because it's so close to like the snowboarding towns and stuff.
It's very
like alternative.
Yeah, I felt
and,
that.
Like weed there, I don't know if it's legal or.
I think it is.
Yeah, my very first date that I got from day game, I went to a vapor lounge.
Okay.
You know that
if it's an official place and they're selling weed there, then it must be legal.
Yeah. Apparently, there's someone there. Called the Prince of Pot?
In the States, in a lot of states now, it's legal.
Yeah.
I think it's in the US, but not in Canada.
No,
we're in the US. In Denver, it's legal. I think in California, certain parts of...
Colorado.
Yeah. And apparently having sex while high is a good experience.
I've heard that.
I can vouch for that 100%.
Weed just makes you really like hypersensitive, doesn't it, to touch? Well, it does to me anyway, so you feel everything a lot more.
I think weed is good for having sex, playing computer games, or watching movies. That's pretty much everything else is just not helpful at all. Well, for me, I don't know, I'm not like, I just, I get too philosophical. Everyone's like trying to chat and stuff, and I'll start thinking about the meaning of
FIFA while high. I tell you
what it's done for me. You all know this.
Yeah, John's got more interesting experiences.
Very interesting, but for ages, for years, I've been looking, like trying to get into moving sexual energy. So like almost, it's basically tantra. And I've read books and I've tried and tried and tried, and it never worked. And then one time, it was a while ago now. It was when I just got back from a tour of America, and I was jet lagged, and I wanted to have a really good sleep, so I smoked a little bit and then got down to it with my girlfriend, and then suddenly it worked. Did you get an erection?
No, finally.
I was able to move the sexual energy around my body. Yeah. So I was getting close to having whole body orgasms. And it's
but just clarify what that is, though, man. So you can have an orgasm
without ejaculating. Exactly. Yeah, and not only that, you don't feel it just in your loins. You feel it. I feel it in my chest and in my head. And now I can do it pretty much every time.
How'd you do that? So the reason why the
weed helped was, one is it shut off. It stopped me from being in my head. So if you're having sex and you're thinking about it too much, it's the antithesis of where you need to be. Mm. So when I smoked, it put me in like a meditative state, and then it became almost like a meditation.
Mm. So it's just been present.
It's been really, really present. And then also there's a breathing technique, and you have a muscle, the PC muscle, which is like, If you were having a wee and then you needed to stop the flow, let's say for some reason you had to leave the room, like the house is on fire,
emergency,
and you have to get out, right? There's a muscle.
Take this out the fire.
There's a muscle you'd use to stop the flow of piss, right?
Isn't that the PC muscle? It's the pubococcygeal muscle. There you go.
That muscle plus the breathing pumps the energy up, and
It's the point of no return. You clench like that, and then
you don't even get close to the point of no return. That's what I've found is that actually I can get nowhere. I don't even get close to the point of no return anymore, because once you start moving the energy up, basically the point of no return is a build up of sexual energy in your dick. So once you move the energy out of your dick and you move it up your body, you don't get close to it. But the things that make you go to the point of no return, the things that will make you ejaculate, is porn for a start, and fantasizing in your head. It's really, I know, it's like a balancing act between
lust and love.
And it's like, I keep reverting back to wanting to look at porn or fantasize about stuff, and that's the opposite to what you need to be doing. It's really hard.
But I always found it, like, if I've been having sex with the same girl for a long, long time, you kind of revert to your wank back, don't you? Just up here, you think of, like, other girls you've fucked, or girls you really want to and haven't yet. And that's your ammunition.
When I'm struggling to finish, I'll go into the wank bank and I'll see what I can pull out.
But it's only a habit. It's just a habit. Yeah. And I still have it, and I still sometimes do it, but it's just a case of once you've evolved as a man and you go down this road, you'll reach a point where you won't need that anymore, because sex becomes, the way I see it is, sex, there's two, what?
You sound like
going off on one about
No, you sound like shit brick off American Pie. I go for like syphilis mum, and he goes down the sort of tantra route.
Is he? I've seen the first one.
Shitbreak.
No, what's his name?
He always takes a shit when
he
goes
for a break. Finch.
Yeah.
Oh, American Pie. Right. Okay. And he goes down the tantric route after he fucks Stifler's mum. Like,
yeah.
And he wears like a long fucking cape and a little hat and stuff.
That'd be lucky to get Joe in
there. I'm not wearing a cape, but.
No, you have to. That's the rules. Yeah. If you become tantric, you have to wear a cape.
Yeah. The tantric cape.
That's the rules.
A little pink hat.
But yeah, well, it's just quickly. I know we've kind of digressed down this tantra route, but I see sex as there's two sides to it. One is the biological,
the front and the back.
One is the biological side, which is we're basically programmed to replicate.
Horny
so that's
monkeys.
Why you see hot women and you want to have sex with them, and that's the at the most basic level. That's the physical side of it. That's the biological side, and then you've got the other side. Is the spiritual side or the energy side? So as human beings, we're physical in the sense that we're like flesh and blood, and we've got a brain and we've got sex hormones, blah blah blah. And then there's a spiritual side, which is the deeper energetic level, and that's the other side of sex, which is where you connect with someone on a energetic level, and it's not like thinking dirty thoughts or looking at porn. It actually becomes a completely different thing.
Mm.
Yeah, and they're both totally valid. There's nothing wrong with looking at hot women and what have you, and doing sex on a physical level. But if that's all you're doing and you're not doing the other thing, or you've never done the other thing, then you're missing out.
Well, I just think it's like you get into this, you start getting results, you start getting laid, but then eventually this is what happened to me anyway. And I still have like massive like lust issues.
Yeah.
You know, like holding you back from becoming like a Zen Buddhist monk. Mm. Like
I saw your
hard
blog today, mate.
Core,
very
right?
Lusty. Very lusty.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have been with girls where that it's been predominantly like this deeper connection. And I guess once you've had that, you kind of it's not like the sex. The pure lust sex is still awesome. But you're still like, you know what I mean? It's like,
after you have sex, it's like,
what?
If there's nothing else there, you think, like, God, right, I'm going to hang out with her now for the rest of the evening and tomorrow.
I don't like that.
I mean, it's after something else.
But that's the thing, there is a transition. You move from one towards the other, and then you find that the other is so much more fulfilling, and there's none of that, you know, after you've had sex with a girl and you've ejaculated, that feeling of like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't have that. You know, I never have that because
ejaculate. There's got to be a part of like just wanting to just jizz on a bird. Because I mean, me and Andy were talking about this earlier. Girls with tans, a nice tanned body, it looks better when you...
As a canvas.
Like as a canvas. When you paint the canvas.
I love that shit. That is like my special move. You know if I was like in Street Fighter or something? Like up, down, triangle, left, right. But...
We just jizzle.
Yeah,
you're missing out, John.
No. You lot are missing out. Big time.
So I mean, there's sometimes where you just want to get a bit dirty.
Just paint the canvas.
Of course there is. So, of course, like I said, they're both valid. They're both valid, but just doing that one and not doing the other one, you're missing out. There's like a whole. It's so much better. So much better. It's like comparing.
We need a woman's.
It's
point
It's like
of
comparing
view
black and white TV to like 3D cinema. It's two different.
But what are the practical steps to achieving that? I think like one of the quickest, most easiest ways is just to, and it sounds a bit kind of esoteric, but just to be more kind of in the moment when you're having sex. Like when I really get in the moment, I lose all my thoughts, and
that's great.
To me, it's a
absolutely.
Kind of, beginner point for a spiritual sexual
definitely
experience.
And that's always been a problem of mine is being in my head all the time, including when I'm having sex. It's like thinking my way through it, and that when you're trying to think your way through it, shuts off everything from the neck down.
And you know what, I think that's one of the best qualities in a girl as well, like sexually, is when you can tell that she's in the moment and tell that she's not kind of thinking, you know, and can tell that she's not processing stuff. It's quite a bit of a rare quality these days for a girl to be completely lost to the moment, and you're just like your heartbeat.
Well, so when I talked about this with my girlfriend, and she just says, "Yeah, I'm always like that. Yeah. That's just how she is, you know. Like when she has sex, she's just always present and not thinking and just going with it. And that's something that I've only just started to do recently since I started doing this tantric work.
Mm.
It was just how I've always been, is to always be in my head. And then you're just missing out. You're not there, really. You're not present.
Yeah. But when you say that you do this now, when you have sex, you're not just pumping at it, going full speed.
No, it's really calm. It's slow. It's more like a meditation. Yeah, in a way.
I think you should. Like,
it's all about control. It's like riding that wave. If you go too far, do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, it depends.
There's certain positions you have to do though.
No, there's no rules. You just
the wheelbarrow.
Basically, the aim is to is to ride the wave before orgasm, and then if you can, you can move the energy up your body, and you do that with breathing and with like deep breathing, and then clenching that muscle. If you just use that muscle like a pump and clench, and then also imagine you have to visualize the energy moving up, and then it just moves.
Mm.
All right. So if you want to get into whole body orgasms,
that's your homework for this week.
Yeah.
Clench your PC muscle.
Yeah, try it. You know, for me, it didn't work immediately. But you could just, for example, like someone could just try it and it may just work.
Can you practice on your own, John?
Absolutely. But what I would say is don't look at porn. Do it if you have to fantasize to get aroused. Do it in your head, and then
once you're fantasizing about porn.
No, but once you're aroused, then stop fantasizing and then focus on the feeling. Focus on the feeling, and that will stop you going to the point of no return. It's the looking at porn. That's the thing that makes you want to ejaculate.
It creates a disconnect between your head and your crotch.
Apparently, like porn numbs the neural pathways.
It definitely numbs the dick.
Yeah, like. So like it's a lot like, so say someone who, it's a lot like junk food. So someone who eats too much junk food is gonna make you out of shape. Porn is like, you know, the sexual equivalent. So like if you watch indulge in too much porn, I'm talking like hours and hours and hours of it every fucking
who's
day.
Who's got time for hours of porn?
Unemployed, day gamers.
You're just conditioning yourself. You're creating a connection between visual stimulus and your pleasure.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, so when you're actually having sex and you take away the visual stimulus, you can't. This is what the problem I had was I couldn't feel anything because I was so used to porn.
Yeah.
And it's even though it's improved, it's still there. Like sometimes I find myself naturally just fantasizing in my head about porn when I'm having sex, which is insane. Mm. Like really.
I don't know, like I think
it's fairly common. It's common.
It definitely is common, yeah.
I think porn is to be weaned off. Definitely. I'd say I still watch porn maybe once or twice a month. Mm. And that's it.
Yeah. I think
in small doses, there's nothing wrong with it, man. But if it's a regular thing, I don't know, it has a knock-on effect with other things, though, man, especially like your dating life or your motivation to go day gaming. Like,
it makes you really lazy.
Yeah. If you're jerking off watching porn all the time, then you're going to have...
That's ejaculating too much. That's not the porn itself. That's just because if you ejaculate, you're just wasting your energy.
It's
testosterone levels as well. Apparently, it peaks at 7 days without abstaining from ejaculation, and then it starts to taper down again. But, like, yeah, 7 days.
So do you know how long it's been since I ejaculated? Nearly 2 months.
Really?
I'm totally fine. I've got so much energy.
Yeah.
And I've got no desire. I'm going to try and go for like a year or something if I can.
I don't know about
explode.
You. I'm on 25 days.
That's really good.
And I'm feeling fine. I've noticed now that because I haven't
looked at any porn, you condition yourself not to need it.
Yeah, but I feel fine.
Yeah.
I don't get to the end of the day and I'm like, oh fuck, I need to watch some porn. I'm really cool.
It's interesting because then it shows that it was a habit more than a need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So do you not get wet dreams? You must do.
No.
Like your body needs to expel somehow.
Yeah, I thought that.
Never had a wet dream. And I'm not. No. No. And
so
I don't get
that. Where does it all go?
I've never had one.
Where's it coming out, John?
Huh?
Where's it coming out? Surely it needs to be like recycled.
No, it's not. The thing that guys get is they get like blue balls, right? Or something like that. It's not actually the sperm, it's the energy. So, because I move the energy, I don't get energy stuck in that area. So
I thought it was like a fluid thing.
No, the sperm itself, the body just reabsorbs it and then makes more. It's the energy. Yeah, yeah. It's the energy is the thing that gets stuck that makes you feel like you need to ejaculate or you get blue balls or whatever. It's the pressure of the energy. So when you move the energy, then it's fine. I don't get that horrible day after you've ejaculated feeling of tired and lethargic. But I'm a beginner. I haven't even really had a proper full body orgasm. I've moved energy and I felt it, but I haven't had like an explosion. So I haven't even I'm only like just starting on this stuff, and yeah, it's fucking cool, man.
It's just one aspect of like reprogramming yourself, isn't it? Like guys have to do his day game,
yeah.
And there are attitudes towards women, you know, literally sitting down and consciously reprogramming your mind in order to achieve a better life and a better idea of who you can be. So this is just another aspect of
and
that.
And it also comes back to what you believe is possible. Like before I knew this was possible, it never occurred to me that you could do that. And then I read it somewhere and I was like, right, I'm fucking learning how to do that. And I dedicated myself to it. I was like, I'm going to have whole body orgasms. I'm going to learn how to do it. And it's taken me fucking years, but I got there. And it's the same with day game. You don't even know it's possible. So you don't, it's not even in your... in your
realm
head
of possibility.
There's a realm of possibility, and then suddenly you see it, and then what are you looking at?
I just
Martin's bird's ass.
I just got the dirtiest picture.
Oh, awesome, look.
It's not bad, Martin, not bad.
It's good when a girl goes on holiday and you ask for a picture of the termites.
And then she sends
a
very nice, good work.
A good white ass.
Yeah.
She's also mildly famous now.
She's mildly famous.
Yeah,
let's hope she doesn't listen to
so anyway to round up that little topic, I suppose the advice I always give guys is give up porn, give up wanking, or at least give up ejaculating. That's the biggest thing.
The problem's not wanking, it's like wanking can be like a meditation. You can do
wank
it
in a shower,
you can use it to cultivate energy.
Why not?
it's if you want to be
David just wank in the shower, wank in the bar, wank in bed.
No, if you want to have wank energy and you want to have the drive to go out and chat women, you should not be ejaculating
every
day.
Big time,
absolutely.
Big time.
Especially in your 30s, man.
And I tell you if you're used to running on empty, if you're used to feeling like empty all the time, you think that's normal.
Yeah.
So just try it. Like if you've been
ejaculating 7-day challenge.
If you've been ejaculating every day, try and go 2 weeks without it and see how it'll be tough for the first couple of days, and you'll start to feel really good.
Yeah.
And
it's great.
You won't even want to, but it'll
be very, very difficult. But you also notice a massive increase in the amount of energy you've got. Just waking up in the morning, you're just like, let's get things fucking done.
Because that stuff is your life. It's your life force.
Yeah,
really.
I love waking up with a boner. It's great. Yeah. It's like, morning. You know,
feeling young again.
Yeah, what are you saying? I'm only 31. But you know, waking up when you've had a wank the day before, you wake up, you're like,
dirty.
Oh, shit.
It's like, you know, like if you have a McDonald's when you're pissed at the end of the night, you wake up next day and you just feel dirty, it's just like greasy and shit, and you're like, why did I do that?
Or you got rid of the fat though.
Yeah.
Dave's sitting there eating his McDonald's, wanking into his chips. we weren't even going to be talking about this.
We were
going to talk about we've got here, welcome back Andy, we did that. Welcome back, hello, how are, and then we've got we say welcome back, I'm going up to America on Tuesday and then I'm there for a few weeks or 3 weeks or even a month maybe, and then I'm coming
but
back.
You're going to start making some videos, right?
Yeah, like this is the next thing.
So back on it, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, from a lot of people's perspective, it looks like, you know, I've had people send me emails like, what's happening?
Where's Andy? There's been riots in London.
Yeah,
you've been away. Yeah. We've had riots. We have people banging on the HQ.
Where the fuck's Andy? Well, no, I mean, I don't think guys are that bothered that I'm specifically gone, because there's been other guys who's always been doing videos, but the site's just gone a bit dead. There's no podcast, there's no, you know, there's no videos and stuff. So a lot of guys like, are you guys, what happened, you know? I think it's just a collection of everyone's just travelling around, and we had a bit of a shake-up with some people moving on and doing different things and stuff. So, you know, and it's been a bit of a shake-up. But that's it, end of story. No, but we're going to be turning things around, actually.
On it.
We've been doing loads of, like, you know, stuff in the background to push this company forward, and everything's going really great now. So we've made this commitment where we're getting back on this. We're going to start doing these podcasts once a week. If I'm not here, then, you know, John's going to head it up or whatever, but we're going to do this podcast every week, right?
Yep.
Just like the old days. I think you're going to try and get Yad on the next one. Who said that?
Yad's back in London next week.
Yeah, he's in the Baltics or somewhere right now. So, and then also, we're going to be trying to put out as many YouTube videos as possible on the main channel. The main channel, the YouTube channel, has just been neglected. So I can understand why people are like, where the fuck have these guys gone, you know? Mm. But
we need day game in our lives. Yeah. Where the fuck's Andy?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we recorded loads of videos today.
Yeah, we were out today, a few hours.
Some cool, fun videos. So we're going to just start off with some quick tip videos, you know, because the complaints I get sometimes with my videos is they're just rambling, like 40 minutes just rambling. And I think guys want some stuff that's a bit more concise, especially
from
YouTube.
If they want rambling, come to the podcast.
Yeah.
If they want a better... more precise advice, go to the YouTube channels.
So, yeah, so we're going to put the first one out hopefully tomorrow. Tomorrow's, I don't know when this is going to be published, this podcast, but it's Sunday now.
We recorded another one, didn't we, before this hasn't gone out yet. So.
Yeah, sorry, I'm slow on the graphic. I'll do it tonight.
Yep.
So that can go out first.
So loads of exciting stuff planned with the podcast, the free YouTube stuff. And we started doing these regular webinars now because we did a webinar with Yad and it was so successful. The guys absolutely loved it. And we're like, okay, cool, let's just keep coming up with ideas for different webinars. So I don't know when this podcast can be published, but we've got this this guy contacted me a couple of months ago telling me, oh, dude, I've got this kind of Tinder hack, this thing that I've worked out. And not like a software hack.
I saw something on Facebook. This Tinder hack. It was like a plastic finger doing that on the phone, like swiping.
Yeah, that's
it. It's like, oh my god, someone's hacked Tinder. I think it was a joke, and there's just like a plastic finger that like.
No, this guy's just like come up. He came up with this really cool, creative solution to stand out, and I wanted to find out more. And he was sending me all these screenshots of all these like messages and all these. Girls messaging him first saying, haha, profile's so funny, ha, you know me. So I was like, so I started chatting to him and stuff, and it was amazing stuff. So we're doing a Tinder webinar with him soon. Again, I don't know when this is going to come out, this podcast.
The podcast or the webinar?
The webinar is on the 25th of
this August. This probably won't be out by then.
Then we've got some more ideas for webinars. I think we're going to do another one with Yad. We've got one with you, which I'm really excited about, which is about approach anxiety. We're trying to, you know, experiment with all these different ways of helping guys out. I'm really excited.
Okay, so that's the day game initiative.
How much do you use Tinder?
I have an account. I don't really use
I'll be honest. I've never been on a Tinder date because, I'm always... It's like, day game is too accessible. It's too there. Yeah. On this US tour, you know, and...
Day game's more wholesome, and I think...
I think,
a supplement, maybe Tinder's good.
I think there's nothing wrong with it. Like, I'll get loads of girls, like, you know, matching me and stuff, but I'm like, I can just step outside. So to me, that's more of a direct thing. But if I wasn't, let's say I knew I couldn't go out for a few weeks or something, then...
If I had a big project on or something, then...
Would I? I don't know.
Or if it was pissing down rain and stuff, I suppose,
I've never used Tinder, but is it just like a very quick online dating thing?
Yeah. There's no profile. You just swipe left and right.
Smart, man.
The thing is, I'll do it. I'll go to a new place and I'll turn it on and I'll do it. But I treat it more like a game, really. Yeah, I don't actually meet up with girls. But it's only because I'm always in cities where day game is really good. You know what I mean? So
I much prefer day game than that.
Yeah, oh,
never actually tell what they're like though from the photo.
Yeah, it's never going to be a replacement for day game. But I sent out this email the other day or to these guys, it might be a few weeks ago, where I talked about active game and passive game. It's like active is like going out and doing a job and you know, exchanging your time for money, and passive is where you work on a project that will eventually give you money passively without you having to do work, right? So active dating is you going out and meeting girls, which is you have to do it, you know what I mean? You have to have that ability. But I also think there's definitely there's room for passive game. And that might be, it's like more long-term thinking. It might be lifestyle, social circle, that kind of stuff. Because obviously, how cool is it if you live a life where your friends are just introducing you to amazing women?
Yeah.
It's way better than day game. You haven't got to do any work.
Shit, yeah.
You know what I mean? But this is like long-term strategy stuff. And I think like the short-term passive stuff, it comes under like online dating, Tinder
just
stuff.
Just having
you know.
A cool Facebook profile is enough, man.
Yeah, that like, kind of stuff helps. Yeah. But like with online dating, for example, you could hire an assistant in the Philippines for not very much money at all. And you could like set something up where it, like you can set some kind of automated thing up. I don't think online dating is good if you've got to spend time in your boxer shorts on your laptop.
But you
like,
hire a Filipino person.
You could totally do that. You could totally do it. Tim Ferriss did it. Tim Ferriss did it. Yeah, yeah. You could do that, totally.
Yeah.
And like, you could pay a full-time like assistant in the Philippines. You pay her like a couple hundred dollars a month. Full time. Yeah. I'm just saying, you can think strategically and clever
and
about
they do
this
all
kind
your
of stuff.
Messages for you and stuff.
I'm just look, I haven't done this, but I'm saying it's doable. You can do this kind of stuff, you know. So I just think there is ways to have like passive dating where stuff kind of happens on autopilot.
Outsourcing your dating.
$100 a month, mate. How much could you get down Soho for that?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. Just saying.
A couple
you know?
Red lights.
Yeah, but I think like day games, obviously, like an amazing, amazing thing. Everyone needs to be able. You need to be able to do it. You can't not be able to do it because then if you see this girl on the street, you want to approach. She's gorgeous, and you can't do day game. You're screwed, you know. Mm. But I think everyone should be moving their lives towards. In small increments towards a place where they don't have to do day game to meet girls. You know what I mean? I think if you are always, always forever in the position where you live in a life devoid of any women and you have to do day game to meet somebody.
It's bottom feeding.
I think that there's higher levels to achieve. You know what I mean? I think that day game, if you can get to the point where day game is like a nice treat, but you are just fucking surrounded by amazing women all the time, that's the ideal. In my opinion.
That's something to work towards, man.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. Unless you get a girlfriend and then you don't really care about that stuff anymore. Mm. But that's what I think anyway. So we were going to talk about something particularly, weren't we? We were going to talk about the expectations of new people starting day game, weren't
yeah.
we?
Oh, yeah.
Because we get, you know, we see messages on the forum and we get emails from guys saying, oh, I've been, you know...
I've taken the boot camp or I've done a little bit of training.
Or I've just been into this for a while and I haven't done an approach yet and stuff. And I think a lot of guys just, there's a bit of trepidation with how long this is going to take to get good and stuff. And I don't think there's a simple answer because I've seen people from, you know, one bootcamp, or I've seen people get into it really quickly and make loads and loads of progress.
I get asked that so often.
Yeah.
How long did it take you before you
yeah,
got good?
They always
how
ask
many,
me that.
How many approaches did you do before you got good?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
many times a week were you going out
yeah.
before you got good? And
I
like,
get
I
that. And every
I can't
boot
remember.
Camp.
I don't know. I can't
every
remember.
Boot camp, they say, how long did it take you to get good? And I'm like, I don't know.
But then what's good? Good is
yeah.
just a subjective.
I know.
You
know? I'd say.
Like, it's like after a year and a half, 2 years, I thought I was really good. And then a year later, I realised actually I was good, but now I'm much better. I'm much better. So,
yeah. And the same with me, yeah. Like, I'm sure, like, after he's taking a photo. What's he doing? There you go.
Instagram.
Like after 6 months, you'll be achieving things that newbies would be amazed by.
Yeah.
But then.
I'd say if you're coming from a place of like struggling, you're looking at, I reckon, just a figure off the top of my head, is I'd say 6 months to a year. Before you could say you're quote unquote good.
Yeah, but even that depends on if you filled that time
there's a lot of variables
with things like boot camps or training, where, because, you know, as long as you're being intelligent with the way you're learning and you're not just kind of throwing yourself up against brick walls every day, as long as you're like, okay, I'm being intelligent about it, okay, I got rejected there, I got blown out, or she flaked. Now, what's my thing? What's my problem? What's my issue? And then working to change those things. If you're just going out there and just doing a bit of trial and error, like, you don't need to do trial and error. We've like, there's guys who've done this before. You know what I mean? Like, when Yad was learning this originally, all he had was trial and error. But there's, you know, there's guys who've been down this path before. So, you know, there's all the advice we've got on Dagan.com.
Yeah, the teaching method's been refined over time.
Mm.
It's more efficient.
Yeah, yeah.
Than it was, say, four or five years ago.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a lot more condensed, man.
It's condensed, refined, it's efficient.
Streamlined.
Mm. So you're kind of you guys can capitalize on the trial and error of other people.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, obviously we're going to recommend the bootcamp. It's our pride and joy. We've you know, spent a lot of time refining it, and it's a really really tight system now, where guys just spend 2 days, you know, getting all of their blind spots discovered. All, you know, they're approaching goals not knowing what they're doing wrong. Getting their goals are reacting to in them to them in a certain way, or they might even think like that went well. I got a number, and we're like, no, that's gonna flake, mate. That's gonna flake. Are you wearing my hat? Motherfucker.
Yeah, a lot of guys say that they watching themselves on video when we film them is a real eye opener. That's the thing that really
sucks, man. I hate watching myself.
But if you're on your own, you can't try and find a wing that can film you or use your phone and record yourself.
Yeah.
Because just hearing yourself, you can change a lot just through your voice.
Yeah.
Andy did a video on this earlier, actually. That'll be going out soon. Yeah, on the 5 P's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this is the thing. Like, you know, obviously recording yourself on video is the best thing. But if you can't do that, you can record yourself on your smartphone, you know, quite easily. You can just, every phone's got, like, they've got like a dictaphone. And then you can...
you don't have a dictaphone. Your phone records.
Well, to even get better quality, you can plug in those kind of headphones that have a microphone on it.
And you just
let the headphones just dangle over your shirt. And it just picks up the audio perfectly. So you can analyze yourself after every single approach. And
very good for dates as well.
Yeah. And I'm actually thinking about starting some kind of coaching program where I personally have one-on-ones with these people and they send me their recordings and something like that. I haven't decided exactly if that's going to work or how I'm going to do that. If guys are interested about that, then email me and let me know that you're interested in that and that's something you'd be interested in. But, I find that difficult to answer that question. How long will it take to get good? Because everybody's different. Sure.
Everyone's... Depends what your definition of good is as well, man.
Yeah, you know.
But if someone said to me, if I had to just pick out like an average from someone who's got no... is struggling, like that doesn't get any women, and he's not confident.
Mm.
I would say 6 months to a year, just as a figure off the top of my head of a lot of work.
Of work to get, and
to get
refinement.
No, to reach a point where you're, I wouldn't say you're brilliant, but you're good enough that you're getting results, comfortable, competent to get results.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 months to a year.
Yeah, and also doing that, it's not going out for an hour every other day. An hour is not going to get you anywhere. You need to try and commit to at least like 3-4 hours so you can really get in state and really get going. If you're just doing an hour, that's not
rest. Although some people don't have, but you do whatever you can.
You've got the luxury of this kind of lifestyle, man. There's lots of people, they've got to hold down 9 to 5s, they've got their kind of work commitments.
I think a big part of it as well is just like the attitude you bring to it and emotional resilience. And, you know, some guys will just go into it straight away with a great attitude because they've kind of got other aspects of their life down. And, like, you know, they've got a really just strong, positive outlook on life and they see day game as just a tool. But some guys will have a tougher time emotionally with it, you know, with the setbacks. And in my experience, it's like, you know, you need to push through those. Just keep going. Hit the bottom of the barrel if you need to, like in terms of like feeling bad and you're not making progress. And then you'll kind of cross a threshold and then you'll just stop giving a shit. And the girls will be able to sense that suddenly. They'll be able to sense you're free from the outcome. And you'll have this very kind of like free, flowing nature about it, you know, once you've crossed that threshold. So you have to be patient and don't, you know, just know that there is a silver lining and you know, it's just a process you have to go through emotionally and you'll reach a stage of like just freedom from outcome. And that is when you know that, you know, the doors have opened, so to speak.
Yeah. I think the formula is, as like to how fast you'll get good is it depends on your willingness to fail and get rejected because, the only way to get good is to fail. It's the only way to get good at anything. You pick up a guitar, you're gonna just fuck up until you actually do something that sounds good. That's the only way you get good at anything. I'm learning Russian right now. The only way I can get good at Russian, like the thing that's holding me back is that I'm not good at speaking. I have no speaking experience. I know stuff in my head, but I don't have experience like actually speaking. I know when I start doing it, I'm going to just fuck up and sound like an idiot and stuff. There's no way I can get good at Russian without me going through being shit for ages. And it's the same thing with day game.
You have to accept that if you're starting out and you're literally starting at the beginning, you have to accept that you are going to be rubbish.
Yeah.
For a while, and it's going to be awkward and painful. But just do it. Just think. All I've got to do is just get through this period of time, and then there's the gold at the end of the rainbow.
It's going to be so worth it at the end.
Oh, how is it not worth it? Every single one of us here has been through it.
Yeah,
the 6 months or however many months of shit, and I'm never going to get this. And oh my god, what that was awful!
I've been close to tears. Yeah, I've fucked up so many situations, and it doesn't really end. I still fuck up things, you know. Like, but it's like there's a different kind of level of frustration than fucking up an approach after 10 seconds and being like, oh shit, than being in bed with two naked girls and fucking up just before you the threesome happens. That's a whole different level of frustration. That's another story, but yeah. Anyway,
I've had that as well.
Yeah.
Close.
That's the closest I've had to girls in bed.
We still make mistakes. The mistakes don't ever end. Like, the only way me, John, and Dave are ever going to get better than we are now is by making more mistakes. It's the only way you do it. You make a mistake and you think, fuck.
Just push out the boundaries of your comfort zone as well. Keep doing stuff that you just constantly kind of.
But then the further you push, then the more mundane things like a street rejection become so insignificant.
Yeah, exactly.
It's doesn't even register on the scale anymore.
It's even like going on a date now, and if you get a kiss, it's like it doesn't, doesn't mean anything.
I remember going on a date and thinking, oh, I want to get that kiss close. The kiss close.
Like it's a big deal.
And I get it, and then she wouldn't want to come back to my flat. I was like, I didn't get an F close. No. And but girls can feel now on a date, and they can see, I want to get laid, but I'm not actually that bothered. It's like, you know.
Take or leave it.
They can feel that I'm just kind of just totally chill and If I do go to kiss them and they kind of, you know, turn their cheek and stuff, I find it funny. You know what I mean?
And then a woman can relax around.
Yeah, them. Yeah.
It's that pressure off the situation. Yeah. You know, if you're if she's come on a date with you and she can sense that you're after something, you've got an agenda of like, I have to get late. But if you're sitting there with a sort of take it or leave it attitude, I mean, that pressure is kind of off her as well.
Yeah. You can enjoy yourself more as well. Yeah.
Well, then again, I act kind of a bit like chill and blasé, but at the same time, I'm still expressing how much she turns me on, how much I'm like, look at this. Like, she'll be sitting a certain way, and I'll be like, anyway.
Damn!
Yeah. She'll be like, have her legs crossed, and I'll be like, look at that. Anyway. And so I'm still chilled, but I'm still expressing I want her, but I'm not being needy about it. I'm not being, you know.
It's a balancing act, man. There's like this kind of level of what's the word? Get the word.
Something.
Being able to act that way with a woman takes a lot of practice. A lot discipline. Of not so much discipline, just but almost conditioning yourself, man. Do you know what I mean?
And no, it's also abundance.
Abundance. It's experience. It's desensitization. You arrive at that point where you're on this date with this gorgeous girl and you're like, oh, she's gorgeous, this is amazing. But you've been on many, many, many dates with gorgeous girls and it's no longer, it's probably like, you know, how, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but if you're like a fighter in the ring and this guy's tough, you've got to be careful, but you're not shitting yourself because you've fought 100 guys like him. You know what I mean?
Suppose.
It's like, so you're still, you know, doing your thing, but you're not like terrified of being punched.
Yeah, you can sort of see the punches coming, you duck and weave and wax on, wax off.
So yeah, I read this really nice thing. I read this really nice thing that I think The Way of the Superior Man, or it might have been another book, where it says your fears are they represent the boundaries of your identity. So most guys, they don't ever kind of lean into their edge. They don't like lean into their fears. They kind of sit, you know, well in their comfort zone, and because that's where they exist, their comfort zones then just kind of pull back, and they'll always be trying to get, you know, like get to where they are, and they never really know or feel who they really are, because the only way that you can know who you are is when you know where your boundaries are. Because where, does that make sense?
But it's a bit esoteric. That's a good quote, man. It's life begins at the end of your comfort zone.
Yeah, it's true.
Donald Walsh.
There you go. Yeah, conversations with God. So if you want to become somebody that is bigger than the person you currently are, the only way to get to that person is by expanding your the boundaries where your fears are. And in this area, those fears are the fears of rejection, the fears of I don't know, all these fears guys have around approaching girls. And the only way to become that man you want to be is to, if you're afraid of getting rejected, then you've got to get rejected a shit ton. Mm.
Over it is through it.
Yeah.
So. And how are the guys going to do that, Andy?
Well, if they want to get over their approach anxiety, the best thing is they can take a daygame.com bootcamp. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I mean, this is the end of the podcast, isn't it, I think.
That's a good innings, man.
Yeah, so, you know, guys, if you want to take your day game to the next level, whether if you haven't even done it before or you've been doing it a while and you want to kind of step up and, you know, just hit that next level, then I obviously highly recommend the daygame.com bootcamp. We were the first and only bootcamp to pioneer wireless microphone technology, video analysis. This is because of our dedication to changing guys' lives. We don't really care about you having a pleasant time and we, like us kind of trying to engineer where you guys get numbers so you can feel good. We don't give a shit about that kind of stuff. We just care about you guys over the period of the 2 days that you're with us. That you learn as much as possible about yourself, about how you change when you're approaching goals you're attracted to, and how that is a detriment to being attractive. There'll be things that you do without being aware of it that is making you unattractive, that you probably don't do when you're with your friends and you're relaxed. So there's these things that we spot with the wireless microphone technology, and we show you with the video analysis at the end of the bootcamp, that without this stuff, you will just keep on doing it with every single girl you come across, whether it's in day game or some girl in a social circle that you're really attracted to. You'll keep doing these things because, and this is something that, you know, I know, John, you taught a lot of bootcamps. If a guy's making a certain kind of mistake, he will keep making that mistake unless it's pointed out and corrected to him.
Shown it to him on video, and then he will cringe and he will never do it again.
Yeah.
Or I will hunt him down
and
kill him.
So,
you think I'm joking? I will. He will hunt that. This is why people get good at dating.
I'm afraid of John's wrath. So if, you know, if you're sitting there listening to this and...
Well, they'll be scared now.
Well, you know, I'll hold John back. If you're sitting there listening to this and you have a dream and a fantasy for your future where you are lying in bed with this gorgeous, gorgeous, amazing girl who's totally your type, and you know, this is a girl that you've passed in the street and you've approached her and made her yours. If you think that that is something that you would like to have as a superpower, then get your fucking ass on a daygame.com bootcamp. Stop fucking around.
Stop wanking.
So if you're interested, there'll be a link on, if you're listening to this on iTunes, then come to daygame.com and you can find the bootcamp information there. If you're listening to this on the website, then there'll be a link everywhere. You know, it's not hard to find.
Yep.
And also, if you want to learn daygame and push things forward on your own, then we've got the Data Against the Machine program, which is the most concise thing we've got. It's like 2 hours. And again, you can see that in the product section of daygame.com. Or if you want to take this thing to the next level, we've got the sort of the more advanced programs, the more extensive programs. We've got Effortless in Field with John, where you get to watch John on the streets doing this stuff constantly and then analyzing it broken down. And then you've got Daygame Blueprint, our epic flagship product, where you get to see me, Yad, on stage and a host of other guys cover everything pretty much. And we've got more products. We've got Yad Show, we've got Girlfriend Sequence. Check them out. That's it. So guys, hope you've enjoyed that podcast.
Well, just gonna say one more thing. Be sure to add us on Facebook as well. Follow us on there for all your day game goodies information.
What's that? facebook.com/
and subscribe to the YouTube day game channel.
Love Day Game, yep. Subscribe to the Day Game YouTube channel and
go on then.
And if you like some pictures, add us on Instagram at Love Day Game and follow us all for special behind the scenes pictures and Andy's weird face selfies.
My face ain't weird, Charles.
It's
sex. My sex face, yeah.
Alright, so from all the crew here, have a good night.
Good night.
Cheers, listen guys. Take care. The Day Game Podcast. To see the podcast notes for this podcast, or for free articles and videos on how you can master day game, go to daygame.com. For regular updates, follow us on twitter.com/lovedaygame and like our Facebook page at facebook.com/lovedaygame. The Day Game Podcast.